Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching 18th episode of Power Rangers Samurai Boxed In, which looks to be a part two of an I don't know how many part episode series that began last week, which I'm sure we'll have a recap of at the beginning of this episode. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one. Today's episode, like I said, is episode number 18, Boxed In, which first aired on June 4th, 2011. It was written by Seth Walther, based on a story by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Jonathan Broff. It means that this is part two, written with a different writer. How that'll work. We'll find out in 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, we're not getting the recap. Okay. You have a creative way to do it?
Boy.
Mike's the only one awake.
Ganged up after that run-in with the Ragnator, huh?
Yes. Now that the Senju River is seeping into our world, the Nylock are getting stronger. Soon they will be too powerful for even our team to stop. It's crucial that you fill this black box with all the Ranger's symbol powers.
Well, once we rescue Jaden, he and I will get it running in no time.
Antonio, you must focus on the job at hand.
But Jaden is out there.
Jaden will be the first to tell you. The black box is the priority.
But even the original Red Ranger couldn't finish this.
Your lack of formal symbol power training will make this very difficult. But you did build your own samurai morpher.
This is the ultimate hack job. My kind of challenge.
I have faith that your high-tech skills will enable you to succeed where others have failed.
All right, I'm on it. With the others down, I know I have to pick up the slack.
Oh, Kevin, don't.
It's our sworn duty to keep the world safe. We're samurai. Nothing could stop us.
Except that spider monster guy. And Pain, apparently.
Rescuing you has become a bit of a bad habit, but one I intend to soon break. Permanently.
That's a good point, too. He does keep having to save him. Why does he want to fight him if he keeps having to save him?
Stay under. The water will purge the poison from your system. Just do as I say. Trust me. There's nothing I want more than you in top form. The sooner you recover, the sooner I'll be able to duel you and finally bring you down.
All right. We didn't get a recap, and we didn't get the intro that we normally get. I was really expecting recap. That's kind of weird. Hey, and I just realized we didn't have Hulk or Spike at all last episode. Huh. Their role has been dwindling as the season has gone on, though, I have noticed. Last few episodes, they've barely rated more than a cameo. Which means at some point they're going to ruin it with like an episode almost entirely devoted to them. He didn't think that. Last episode, he believed that he was just trying to hurt the Red Ranger.
Next time, see that you succeed, or my vengeance will be swift. There's another one we need to rid ourselves of.
I think this is one of those inconsistencies with a different writer.
Decker, of course. Take him down.
Ooh, Decker's too tough. He'll mash her into tiny little Dayu bits.
Fine.
Your cruelty is boundless.
Speaking of cruelty, how's Arachnator's punishment coming?
He's about to transform. Soon he'll be under your full control.
He wanted power. Now he has so much, it'll destroy him. Keep an eye on him, Octaru. Once he mutates, send him straight to the human world so he can create misery.
Okay. Ah, here we are. See? Don't do they be back.
You know what, Spike? We gotta get out in the field. We've had too much training and not enough doing.
You're right.
We gotta get out there. Tackle real problems. Help real people. That's what true samurai do. Ready, Uncle Bulk!
Spike, samurai rule number one. Pack light.
Maybe we can start by helping me.
Oh, this is doing stuff. This is kind of cool.
Okay, I've hacked in. Now I just have to format it to absorb our symbol powers.
Antonio!
I'm okay.
You must pace yourself. Using symbol power is incredibly draining. Don't overdo it.
And who told me the whole world was at stake here? I have to do everything I can. Let's try again.
Just be careful, Antonio. What you're trying to do is dangerous work. Keep in mind, if there's another Nalak attack, you're the only ranger that's healthy enough to respond.
No pressure.
Kevin, what are you doing? You need to rest.
I have to find some way to help.
No, you don't have to do this. Not alone. Let's help each other. That's the best way we can help Jaden.
So what are we doing? Slowly pulling ourselves out of bed to help the Red Ranger, I guess. Okay.
The purity of the lake has healed you, but you'll still be weak for a while.
Why are you doing all this?
I'm searching for the ultimate duel. The duel that you and I will have?
I don't fight just to fight. To protect people.
Well, we'll see. We're patient, my sword Uramasa and I. But eventually we will battle. I have quite the incentive to convince you. After all, I was once fully human. All I know now is constant craving for battle. The Nihilok in me.
Sounds like fun.
You always have a choice. You don't have to give in to the Nihilok's cravings.
It's easy for you to say.
Doing the right thing is always worth the effort, no matter how hard it is. That's why I won't fight just to fight.
You will give me the ultimate battle, whether you like it or not. It's the only way I'll ever be free from this terrible curse.
Oh, Dick, if you only knew the truth.
Jaden looks tired. Either good acting or just his face, I guess. Oh! Ugh. A little more clawy and horny. Oh.
Formatting's done.
Clawy.
Now comes the really dangerous part. Infusing the black box with everyone's symbol powers.
That's where we come in.
You shouldn't be out of bed.
Antonio can't take this all on himself. We need to help each other, especially since Jaden's gone.
No time.
Well, I know what Jaden would say.
At all costs, protect the innocent. That's golden. You guys go take care of the Nihilok, and I'll go find Jaden.
No, you must finish the black box first.
I can't. I need their power discs, and they're taking them into battle.
Here. It's yours.
Wait, what? What?
Are you guys serious? How can you defeat the Nihilok without these?
We'll make do. But without the black box, the whole world's in danger. And you're the only one that can program it.
They do have other discs, but still.
My best friend needs me.
I know what he'd say to that, too.
One person is insignificant compared to the fate of the world.
Dude, you have that impression down.
Okay. And I wish you guys weren't right, but you are. This has to come first. Well, go on. Get out of here. I've got work to do.
We're on it.
And be careful.
Don't worry about us.
This is dangerous.
Dude, he's got eyeballs in his chesticles. Are you kidding me? An old lady trying to walk across the street? Wow.
Excuse me, man. Man! May I help you across the street?
Aren't you sweet? Yes, of course you may.
Sure. Okay.
She should help us across the road.
This attack speeds up everybody.
Fighting buildings? Wow, you're tough. Fight someone that fights back.
Actually, don't do that. That hurts your legs.
So much for staying on our toes. Come on, let's get him.
That's it. Uh-huh. Just a little bit more.
I know.
I can do this.
That's it. Dragon Zord. Yeah.
So far, so good.
Well, it's working.
Come on.
I just don't have enough symbol energy to finish it fast enough.
I'm sorry. It's just that the whole planet's counting on me.
Wait. The whole planet. That's it. I'll piggyback on a global satellite system and use my light symbol power to triangulate with Jaden's summarizer. Golden, I found him. Look.
Whoa.
I can't finish the black box now, but I can help Jaden.
That was easier than I thought.
Go.
Yay.
You should be fully recovered by now.
Why do you want to fight me? There are plenty of good warriors in the world.
Yes, but like me, you have a secret festering inside you. We're both warped.
Ooh.
Twisted.
What do you mean?
You'd have sacrificed everything before giving Octaru the sealing power. There's a spirit inside you I've never found before in any other samurai. A warrior spirit. And that's why you're the perfect opponent. First move is yours.
Where did Jaden pull that sword out of? Oh, here we go.
Jaden, you're in no shape to fight.
Out of my way, fisherman.
How can you want to duel him when he's like this, Nylock? Me and my friend are walking out of here, and you're gonna let us. You got it?
Go. But know this, Red Ranger.
Really? Okay.
Next time we meet, we will battle.
Hey, the nice creepy guy's letting us go, Jaden. Vamanos. See ya.
That's a ninja trick, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't say that. That's not a good idea. Now they're gonna wish they had the discs.
Much more of this, and we're toast.
They didn't demorph this time. That was kind of funny.
Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am Antonio Garcia. The Gold Ranger.
Nice.
I didn't have time to finish the black box, but I promised to try again. Here, have your discs back.
Thanks. We could sure use them.
Yeah, let's show these moogers how we really roll.
That sounded like a Star Wars blast in there in the middle of it. Like a blaster sound effect. Thank you for announcing the play-by-play. We already knew this.
But if we combine all our strength,
yeah, but we don't have a ton of it. We need something that doesn't need much symbol power.
Quintuple slash?
Right.
Spin sword.
Okay, here we go. Well, that did something. You know it's going to work because they got the theme music going. Ooh.
Hey, he's getting away. Come on, let's get him.
Oh, not good.
Yeah, we've got a bigger problem.
A lot of stuff happening. They might chicken out here.
You know, we better go make sure that little old lady is okay.
Time to go, Meg.
Okay. They have enough power for this? Evidently, yes. So is the power of their Zords compromised also, if they're feeling weak?
Samurai Megazord, we are united!
Antonio, join us!
Alright, I'm on it! Samurai Morpher! Clawzord, I need you! Big Bang Theory.
You go take care of Arachnator. I can smack these guys down without even breaking a sweat. Right, you got it. Hold up, look. Whoa! Man, they're not kidding around today. No way! More moogers!
We're sitting ducks out here!
Amigos! We gotta take action! Now!
Right! We must control the sky! Airstrike combination! Swordfish sword! Tiger's Orb! Beetle's Orb!
I'm sorry, but when that the claw the tiger legs reach up from the front, that looks kinda weird. And it looks like boobs. Jeez, we're reusing this footage again.
We did it. They're heading home.
Oh, you want some more, huh? Then bring it. These claws can handle you. Mega Blade activate. You know, I think I remember from when this originally aired and people talking. In the Sentai, they may have unlocked more swords or something that they're having to hide. The fact that we don't have them in Power Rangers yet. Maybe. Yeah, but what about the main monster? Okay, there you go.
Antonio, wait. Arachnator is long gone by now.
Like me, you have a secret festering inside you. We're both warped. Twisted.
A bad time?
No, what's up?
Well, first we wanted to make sure you're okay after all that you've been through.
And we're gonna chow down on some pizza and figure out a new strategy for these more powerful Nylock.
Wanna join us?
Thanks, guys. I'm doing fine. But why don't you go ahead without me?
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Your choice.
My choice.
All I know now is constant craving for battle. The Nylock in me gives me no choice about it.
Decker's wrong. We're all free to choose who we want to be. You guys.
Okay. Change your mind. I want some pizza.
Hey.
Yeah.
Cool, come on.
Hey, it's good to have you back. Thanks. Might not have been back at all if it weren't for you.
Well, I do have my golden moments.
Okay, so it was a two-parter. Is Jaden wearing the same outfit he was already wearing? Also, this seems like a downgrade episode. Last episode seemed to be more dramatic and stuff. And maybe it's the Bulk and Skull. Bulk and Spike stuff in there. But this was, I don't know. At least it moved the plot along. I like the idea of they're working on Black Box. I know what it means, and I'm pretty sure this is not going to be something they're able to take care of until the beginning of next season for Super Samurai. But I guess we'll find out soon, but not next time. Next time, we'll still be in Samurai mode, and we'll be watching episode 19, Broken Dreams. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.